Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I know... You know that I have a lot of stuff to get through, especially if I want to wrap up. And there's really no wrapping up. And as a matter of fact, I will give you the GR view of how I see everything really that's going on right now. But let me get the obligatory start off going here and done. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that actually provides, and I really mean this, there's no other solution for the mess we are in. None. And as a matter of fact, the real problem might be just the nature of society along with the mess that it has created. And we're going to kind of give you, I'm going to get into a real macro view today. But I do want to finish up on what there's no really finishing up on education, but I want to kind of get it into a better clarity, better perspective for you. But this is really the only show that is asserting that there is a solution. All we have to do is ignore the distractions. In all honesty, the education system is a part of the distraction. It is a great crystal ball just to see what evil and sewage is flowing into our society from our education system. If you want to understand the problems of homelessness, all the problems within society, go upstream. Upstream is the education system. It is what is dumping the filth into our society. Yeah, your kids. Your kids are being programmed with ideologies that are so destructive. And when I mean destructive, I don't necessarily mean that they're going to burn your house down. What they are going to do is even worse, because there's nothing, I mean, we can rebuild from a tornado, we can rebuild from a fire, but we cannot rebuild from slavery. We are unable to, and that is where we are going. And so let me just kind of dive forward. Let me get into the obligatories. I got so much to do. I'm going to breeze through these, even my groveling, except for my sponsor. Red State Coffee is one of the few sponsors that has stepped up and said, you know what, we're going to stick our neck out for you. And the way they're doing this is kind of anonymous as far as, you know, being traced or being identified. These are good people. These are real patriots. They're trying to help. And so getting a legitimate sponsor for what I am doing is very difficult, because people realize that you don't make any friends when you realize that everybody, in some ways, even ourselves, aren't we our own enemy, our worst enemy? We already know that. And so if we start looking at what Republic Review does, it creates waves for everybody. But the question is, are you man enough? Are you woman enough? I'm going to get into this. Are you adult enough to take the medicine to fix the problem? I hope so. God hopes so. And I truly believe that we can do this. I just think I think more people are fearful of the change, and they enjoy the complacency that life has given them. But please, if you are one that likes to have coffee, this is a great product. I have been told by plenty of people this is a great product, and their sales are growing on their other products. And they're selling this at the same price as their other products. But this coffee is set aside to support this show, Reclaiming the Republic. So with that, I would ask that you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org right there on the homepage, click the link, and get you some Red State Coffee grinds and or Red State Coffee beans. Now, I'll tell you a secret. They usually don't offer beans. So it's only in the Red State Coffee that they give you the beans. And that's because, believe it or not, they grind up the beans fresh. So if you buy the grinds, you're getting fresh ground beans. In other words, they buy from the supplier the whole beans. And then they grind them up and they provide them and sell them as a 1 pound of grounds. So if you get the grinds, then you will be able to enjoy the freshest cup possible that you can. And and believe it or not, that's one of the reasons why this is a great product, because their grinds are that fresh. It's not something that was ground a couple of months ago by the time it gets to you in the store. This stuff is ground and then it's sent out, and that's why people really love their grinds. Anyway, again, you can get to Red State Coffee by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and click on the link. It'll take you to eBay and you can get yourself 1, 2, 3, however many pounds you want. You let me know what you think as well. I would like your feedback. And just so send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. That is the same email if you want to get involved, if you want to help, if you want to lead in your community, or you just want to help in the background, whatever. Just let us know how and what you could do, what you'd like to do, what you're capable of, that type of stuff, and we will work with you. info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I also can use other support, but let me just move on. Constitution Day, if you are working in your local community and you want to do something for Constitution Day, let me know. Let me know if you want to do something, you don't know what to do. I'll tell you, one of the things you can do is go out and find a local sponsor that kind of seems patriotic, whether that be a car dealership or what have you, and ask them to sponsor an event. A car dealership, I mean, they love to have, you know, their sales and so forth. Ask them to sponsor a Constitution Day sale or a Constitution Day where they're going to give away, and we'll point you in the direction where you can get the free constitutions. They only cost like a buck a shot. And then the dealership will get everybody to come to their dealership and get a free printed out constitution, and maybe have somebody speak, or you know, have your city council person that's the most patriotic leader in your community come out there and speak. It's that easy to schedule and to do something. It's just a matter of actually taking a little effort to call somebody and get things started. You know, I don't believe everybody are introverts. I can't be the only extrovert out there, and so are in community or in our society today. As a matter of fact, as I look on the TV, it seems like there's lots of people that love attention. And I'm not saying that you love attention. What I'm saying is it just takes a little bit to get out of your comfort chair and get involved in doing something good for your community and raising awareness for the Constitution is the best thing we can do. As I did, and as I always do, there's really no sign that the federal government is going to relinquish any of its roles, responsibilities, and powers from what they're currently doing. If we are going to ever reclaim this republic, the only way we can do that is by asserting our authority and getting the states, more specifically, to assert its authority. Now, if there was an attempt on the president's life, an assassination attempt or something like that, we would probably get into and cover that. But there's nothing greater, nothing more important than talking about the solution. So that's one of the reasons why we're really not going to get into, you know, any of the real news that's out there. We'll get to it. The stories aren't going anywhere. There's nothing that we can really do to save lives other than educating you and empowering you to get you motivated to actually become a part of the solution instead of being a part of the problem. Because we're all a part of the problem if we are not working to solve the problem. Because we're just all sitting around complaining about the problem. And so with that, let me just dive into the last thing I need to tell you is the Red Pill Expo. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Red Pill Expo. The Red Pill Expo, as you know, is a center for all sorts of information. It is next weekend. It is the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tomorrow it will be 1 week away. It's in Hartford, Connecticut, and it is going to go full bore. I would recommend you go. If you get a chance to stream, what I want to do is I want to plant this filter on your brain. What I would like you to do is as you watch and as you listen to everybody, there's going to be all sorts of, and as a matter of fact, I got one of the proddings today from J. Edward Griffin, and they've got Alan Myers, who's going to be talking about the Fed. And Alan Myers has a cure for the, you know, what we can do with the Fed. I've never really had a chance to look, to give him the full honesty. I don't believe that there's any real simple cure for the Fed and American banking and dealing with the world banking. But it's not the cure. Even if we fix the Fed and the Fed goes away and they're no longer making money on us, that does not get rid of Common Core. That does not get rid of vaccinations and your children's, you know, health, you know, the mandated health standards. It does not get rid of a lot of things. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that points to another problem that is only a part of a bigger problem. And so as you go, I'm going to finish this because I'm going to run out of time. So I'll tell you what I want you to filter when we come back. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this. Thank you. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
And so let me just focus on this one paradigm so I can get your filters properly adjusted if you get a chance to stream, and I highly recommend you stream because I want you to look at every single one of these presenters. I want you to hear what they're presenting regarding the education system, like with Alan regarding, you know, Alex Newman is going to do the education system. Alan is going to talk about the finances. There's going to be a plethora of different topics coming from vaccinations. Everything is going to be, you know, for mental health problems, it's all going to be presented, and it all looks like, you know, the world is gloomy. Not one of these folks, Not one of these folks that's going to be presenting really has a real cure. Alan talks about how to change the monetary system, but there's no real cure, because what do? You go to the Fed and say, stop doing this. No. The real cure is what I have been purporting. The real cure is getting the states to step in and demand that these things change. What really has to happen, even though Alan may have a great idea, even if Alex or any of the presenters, presenter X, has the best idea that you have heard of what we should be doing, what still has to happen is the states have to step up. They have to tell the federal government, you have no constitutional authority in doing this. You cannot subjugate us in this manner. You're violating the Constitution, and we're stepping in and stripping this away. Cease and desist. The only way that'll happen is by utilizing the Constitution with force. And when I mean force, I mean political force, not force with a weapon, not with a militia, political force. And so what I'm trying to convey and what I want you to understand is, as these presenters tell you all of these great things that we can do, that doesn't mean that we can even do those things, because the next hurdle, once we get the states stepping in and getting the federal government to stop it, then the states are actually going to be the ones to decide whether they're going to implement part, whole, or none of what some of these solutions are, and they may actually come up with a better solution. The only way we know what the best solution is by getting those sovereigns all together in the room and saying, how are we going to do this? And one of the ways may be actually fully disbanding a central bank and going out to local banks and then letting, a commission from the states maybe form and say, do we want to have a centralized bank? How do we want to do this? And start kind of looking and moving forward in doing that, because clearly there was no charter in the Constitution in granting the federal government a bank. That was one of Hamiltonian's big bamboozlements and hoodwinkings of that has caused us so many headaches and problems. The point is, as you watch all of these different presenters, just understand when they say that we can get the federal government to stop this or do this, we're going to sue them. I'm telling you, the court systems are rigged. They already have no jurisdiction over this. And by stepping into their courts, we are surrendering sovereignty to an entity that does not have jurisdiction. I hope this all makes sense. I hope that you understand that the only way is to get the states to step in and do their job and take everything back that's theirs. That was designed to be theirs. The federal government was designed to do very specific things. I'm going to get into the details of this today, if not today, through tomorrow, because we're going to go through those cod fishery bounties. Why? Because it is so important. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to hear what Madison said, the guy that wrote the Constitution, the guy that defended the Constitution more than any other framer. And I truly mean that. You will not find any other human being that had done so much in defending the Constitution throughout his lifetime, even to the day he died. He kept his notes on the Constitutional Convention away from the people because he knew it had his filters, and it didn't matter, as Madison even said. It didn't matter what we thought. It didn't matter how we argued through the points. What mattered is how it was presented to the states and how the states bought into it, how it was defined at the time of ratification. What I have been telling you all this time is what really matters. Because in constitutional or contractual law, how that line was defined, how that clause was defined, is the most legal and most important bit of fact in applying that contract or in the application of contractual law. That is the most important factor. How was it defined? That's exactly what they do in court. And that's exactly what the states need to do. The states need to look at how those things were defined and step up and go, you know what? Then you're not doing it as defined.
because with that clarity, it wipes away any types of ambiguity that the court has been exploiting for years. That the Congress and POTUS have been exploiting for years. And so what's really important, if you get a chance to stream this, and if you happen to watch Alan or Alex or anybody, yeah, they may have some pretty neat ideas, but the federal government will not relinquish. You, if you go down the path of pursuing and suing, the only way we get rid of unconstitutional government is through republic review, by kicking off the audit, getting the states together, coalescing the states, and assembling the greatest power on the face of the earth. Because that is the states. They are the ones that can actually dismantle this Leviathan and get the federal government back into the framework that it was supposed to be working in and out of our lives. And we get rid of the danger that is looming over our heads. We are at the precipice, and I'm going to get into this, but let me kind of finish what I wanted to say. And in all honesty, I may not be able to get into it, but we will. We're going to get through this week, and there is no really pressing news. I mean, I will cover it, and I'll be forthright with you. These shows this week are going to be pre-recorded, and a lot of the shows I'm going to be doing, as I've said before, they're pre-recorded because I have a loved one in my life that is that has some medical problems and some other things that I'm a primary, care provider, whatever you want to call it. And so there are greater things more important kind of, but I'm still making sure that this message and everything that I'm doing is still moving forward. I need your help. I am just one person. I can't save the world. It literally requires a lot of us getting together. And actually, it doesn't require thousands and thousands of us. It only requires just a few people to make a succinct message over the noise. You know how you can have millions of people, or let's say there's thousands of people in a coliseum, and everybody's just making noise. But if you have a small fraction of those people starting to chant a very succinct and a very clear message that is well articulated, you don't even have to be yelling at the top of your voice, as long as you're stating it clearly and together. The amplitude of the few will overpower the many. And I truly mean that. We can do this. It doesn't require a huge army. It just requires enough people to rise above the ambient noise of the crowd so that people can start understanding USA, USA, just like at the Olympics. Even though the American contingent may be a very small group in the auditorium at a hockey match or in a field meet or what have you, but that chant can actually overcome the crowd. And that chant can actually overcome our state legislators in getting them to respond. We have, 7,000 some odd state legislators. It only requires just a few good people, righteous people, to stand up. So let me kind of move in. I've got a couple minutes, but we're going to go through this segment, next segment, and the following segment. We're going to get through all of this dialogue because it's really that good, that important. For the past few decades, our kids have been programmed against us. I talked to you about this yesterday. I talked to a need for having a deprogramming. You need to do whatever it is within your power to deprogram your kids. If you love your kids, you need to save them because they are being programmed to hate Christianity. They're being programmed to hate good, and they're embracing evil. Common Core has a huge secret agenda. We have learned this, and Alex Newman is going to talk about a lot of this stuff. You can go into the details as far as the secret reporting that they're doing, the intelligence gathering that the classrooms are doing on their parents. Hey, your parents have guns at home? You know, it's not that we're trying to judge anybody, but we're just kind of curious. How many kids, by a raising of your hands, and by that way, they know which kids and which families have guns? And it's that simple. And then they secretly record that. Social engineering, as I was saying yesterday, has been in and a part and steeped into our society, our education process since a long time ago. If you remember my conversation with Alex, it really began with a guy by the name of Horace Mann, I believe was the guy's name. You know, I'm bad with names, but this was back in the 1800s. He took us into an academy indoctrination center instead of having, you know, homeschooling. If you look at homeschooling, homeschooling is the antithesis of public schooling. Public schooling is an indoctrination type of schooling. Your child sits there, they receive information from on high that is considered gospel truth, and that is it. And then when they hear their parents say something contrary, they know that their parents know nothing. Anyway, we're going to finish this. We'll be right back, and we'll be back on Horace Mann and then Dewey when we come back. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Well, my friends, I can tell you that the social engineering and the outcomes have actually been very powerful. If you understand what they have been doing and the fact that they've been able to implement this Common Core, this Bill Gates design in getting our children to actually become their Bolshevik revolution. It is very insidious. I can only tell you that the only answer is for parents to do whatever. You have to start thinking out of the box in trying to reach your children, because by the time they get into high school, if you haven't already, you know, developed that type of love relationship, parent-child relationship with your children as they're growing up, then you need to think out of the box to save them. You need to get them now, to get their attention now, because if they're already hating you, then you need to have some real difficult conversations. One of the best conversations you can actually sit down with this summer with your kids. Your kids are in high school, your kids are in junior high, and they already hate you. They're already looking at you like the worst person in the world. You take them out. You spend some real quality time. It doesn't have to be money spent at Disney World or any great world attraction. You can get out and go camping and have a real Mother Nature experience with your kids, stargazing, whatever it is, something that you can do and have quality time. And then put it to your kids in this perspective while you're sitting down enjoying a good meal at the end of the day after hiking or doing whatever it is you've done. And you sit down and then you ask your kid, where's your school teacher? Where is your idols that have been teaching you these, you know, all of these things that have been guiding you to hate me and guiding those things guiding you to hate and reject our culture, our faith, and so forth. Have the difficult conversation with your child this summer to say, they're not here and they won't be here when you leave the school system. What they're doing to you is so damaging that it is affecting you and it will affect our entire culture. It's going to affect our society because it's not just happening to you. It's happening to all our kids. Everybody's kids is being brainwashed and being inculcated, indoctrinated into believing this false paradigm. As people start presenting all of these types of things regarding evolution, regarding all of these things that they consider facts, every single one of these facts, that there is a truth out there, and there is an alternate, not just a theory, but alternate truth to what they believe is true that will actually destroy what they're believing. Evolution has no leg to stand on. As I said, it requires DNA, and it requires very specific microscopic organisms within the cells and those types of things to be formed that are a part of that DNA for life to even exist. If this protein goo was the building blocks for life, then why don't you just throw that in a woman and then inseminate it with sperm and see if a life grows? No, it actually requires those microorganisms in that egg to respond. If you start really looking at what had to happen to create life, you had to create the life itself. There is no way that you could just literally take that goo. The Lord actually created life from that goo by injecting those necessary things into that. And I don't know how he did it. All I know is I have undeniable faith that he did it. That there was no way electrical shocks would ever do that. That's almost like thinking that the rocks that as they came down and just started, you know, breaking each other up and forming, that they were going to create a computer through electrical shocks and all sorts of tumultuous turnings and grindings of the rock, that eventually a computer would be formed. Why not? Why can't computers evolve? Computers have evolved from their creation, but computers do not normally form, and they would never form. The possibility of a computer forming in our life or in this galaxy or in the universe by natural forms of evolution is ridiculous. And to think that something even more complicated, such as a biological living thing, could be formed by evolution, by accident, is about as ridiculous as thinking that a computer could be formed. And then the question is, would the God be DOS, X, or I should say of a Unix type of form or a DOS type of form or what? Because I believe Mac today or Apple X is more of a Unix form, and same thing with Linux and so forth. So what would the God be of the OS of that computer if it evolved? There still has to be an intelligent being that is actually creating that life, that is actually creating that system. And I am here to tell you that you can go through these difficult conversations with your kids. Just get smart on the Miller Ulray. If you want, I mean, I'll be happy to create an. I've asked Mark Urbach to try to create a curriculum so that parents can literally sit down and blow away all of these different arguments and prove to their kids that what they're being indoctrinated in is a very destructive system. That if they truly believe in this collectivism, if they truly believe in those types of things, then they will be responsible for destroying society. And the real question is, when they leave school and once they're gone, who is going to become their next parent? Is it going to be the state? Or are they going to acknowledge that the state and their school and their teacher really didn't love them? They've just been using them to purport and to actually promote a very evil agenda. What are we going to do? And so, as I've been telling you, there are demographics. There is a math model that you can actually start looking at. And actually, let me pull it up real quick while you all are kind of listening to me go pump, 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 pump. And there is a website out, and it's actually an educational, it's the National Center for Educational Statistics, okay? So you can go to this website, the National Center for Educational Statistics. If you want, I'll put this up on the website with my podcast page. But if you want to go through the facts, these are called the Fast Facts page, and it's talking about basic school statistics and attendance and so forth. And this is specifically speaking of the year 2018. If you look at demographics, you just go research demographics and look at demographics as a whole. I have been telling you that there are about 4 million kids a year being pumped into the electoral process. That occurrence has been occurring since about 2012, and it will continue. It'll be give and take, you know, 500,000 or so. But it's about 4 million every year that are going to be pumped into the electoral process. In other words, we've got a lot of kids that are going to become voters soon, and we're going to have more young voters than old voters. If you understand the magnitude of the position we are in because we've had kids, they have set us up. And they know that if they control our education, they control our future. We can counter that, you know, and that's one of the things you can be doing. That alone, as I was just saying, with this overall agenda for, if you go to the Red State Pill, or not Red State, Red Pill Expo, and you go and listen to all of these things regarding education, finance, and all of these things. Yeah, there's a way to combat this. There's a way to combat that. There's a way to combat this and a way to combat that and a way to combat. We cannot win in fighting that many tactical fights. We won't win. How have we been able to win on the abortion issue alone? Well, no, we're getting there. We're getting closer. I'm telling you, that is a facade. As we see infanticide becoming entrenched in more and more states, why? Because the education system is worse. So those people that are fighting abortion haven't focused on the education system. Those people focused and fighting on the education system aren't working on the banking system. Those people that are focused on the banking system aren't working on the immigration system. All of these tentacles are intermixed. They're all going back to that one beast. They are all working together in herding America and the world in the direction it needs to be herded. And they don't have to worry about the states that have really poor education. Look at most of Asia, most of Africa. Europe and America is where there was decent education, and they have been very successful in programming those kids in Europe to becoming socialist and or communist. I mean, look at them. America is the last bastion. It is the last sanctuary to save us, and we can actually undo everything that they're doing with Republic Review. So we'll be right back after this. I don't want to be ran over. So please stay tuned, and I've got more for you when we come back. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so if you look at the numbers they're projecting here, of the projected, and this is right out of these fast facts, of the projected 50.7 million public school students entering pre-kindergarten through grade 12 in the fall of 2018. That's 50.7 million kids just last year alone that they have in the system. And you divide that by, what, 12, 13, or what have you. That's a lot of kids. 50 million kids all in the pipeline to be, and how many kids have already come out of the pipeline? About 4 million a clip since 2012? That's 6 years. That's 20-some million. We're looking at somewhere around 70 to 80 million kids between now and 2030 being in our society and voting. And they are all being indoctrinated. Now, I am not telling you that this is our key problem. We solve this and our problems go away. No, it doesn't. It doesn't solve the growth of unconstitutional medical care. It doesn't solve the open borders and being overran and literally having our culture stolen from us, like what's going on in the EU, what's going on in the UK specifically. As I reported, John Cleese said just this past week or past couple of days, because it was reported in the news yesterday, that London is no longer English. It is about multiculturalism, which is why they did not vote in support of getting out of the EU, the Brexit. They are doing everything they can to engulf everybody, and they're using every weapon imaginable, from finance, healthcare, you name it. They are using every weapon against us to get us into their grasps, to change us from freemen to slaves. The demographics prove this with the education system, everything that they're doing. What more evidence do you need? The only, like I said, if you go after and you chase one myopic issue, whether it is the, you know, health freedom, whether it is the education, the Common Core, it does not matter. You will fail. Why? Because every single one of these problems is all hinged upon one thing. They're all hinged upon the federal government being able to continually do things that are outside of their charter, outside of the delegated powers within that Constitution. All we have to do is step up and say, stop, you have no authority to do any of this, and we're stopping you. And it's that easy. That is the solution, getting the states to recognize their responsibility. Just to give you some shock value, because I'm going to read the cod fishery debates tomorrow. I don't have time to do it today, but I'm going to go through this. Why? Because Madison used the shock value for their time to try to get the federal Congress and those that were governing the people, the sovereigns of legislation at the national level, for the few things they had sovereignty over, tried to make sure that they understood that they couldn't just do anything and everything they wanted. They had enumerated powers that they had to stay within. And so I can tell you what he said, but that's not the same thing as you hearing it. I don't want you to take my word for it. There's way too many people to take other people's words for it. Read the words yourself, or I will read them, and that's what I believe is the most powerful thing, so that when you hear him say these things, then you understand that these are the principles that I've been telling you. These are the principles that this nation was built upon, and these are the hard limitations that were established in the Constitution. The only reason they're not still being followed is because we're not mandating that they follow them. Who is it that has to mandate that they follow them? Yeah, it's the states, because it's the states that actually have the authority. The best metaphor, the best imagery I can give you is the Lord of the Rings, when Gandalf walked into the kingdom of Rohan, and the king of Rohan was under the spell of Wormtongue and his eyes glazed over. If you've never seen The Lord of the Rings, go see The Lord of the Rings. I believe this is in the second movie, The Two Towers. But if you go and watch when Gandalf actually goes into the King Rohan and breaks the spell, that's all we have to do, because the states are under the spell that they are dependent. They can't do anything. What are they going to do without this? As soon as they break the spell, they'll realize that they still have a kingdom that's rich with resources. They'll have people that still love them, that they have the ability to break this evil spell that they have been put under by the U.S. federal government. Not by the Constitution, but by the government and those who've been hiding, or actually obfuscating and actually aggrandizing what all of these things mean, and getting people to believe and hoodwink them into following. And I'll get into those details tomorrow. But I want to tell you this, because I think there's some shock value that's really important here. If you didn't know, and everybody understands this chipping, this concept of taking on the beast, I have been telling people for a long time that it's all about your biometrics. You already wear the mark of man. It is innate within man to have a unique identifier. For control, all you have to do is have a unique identifier. And all we have to do is map all of that information. We don't need to put a chip in you. You already have a plethora of unique identifiers, from your handprints, your fingerprints, your eye retina, your face, all sorts of things already uniquely identify you from any and everybody else in the whole world that's ever lived. And all of this information already exists on you. The question is, are you going to be registered? And so here's the other question. What would happen if every single one of your children, you find out every single one of your children is now mapped and controlled by the state. All of a sudden, they are embracing and a part of, and you had no idea. What are you going to do? Are you going to run away from your kids? Or are you going to join them, knowing that what you may be doing is maybe taking on you the mark of man by registering your mark with the beast? Because that, I believe, is the wearing of the beast, is when you take and register yourself, when you willingly go in and do that. So here's what's happening. And if you didn't understand, actually go and DuckDuckGo. Search the internet for this. The UN biometrically recording everyone by 2030. They have this goal of doing this. And they're getting the majority of the population already right now. If you didn't know, they're already biologically, biometrically recording your children in school, so that they can track them. They don't have to put a chip in them, but if something happens, if they get stolen or kidnapped, these are the things that they're being told that this is why we're doing this. And it's the same thing with the DNA. Do you know whether your kids have surrendered a DNA sample to your school system so that they can be mapped? Do you know that? How good is your knowledge? How good is your rapport with those educators? Most of them are not your friends. They seem like really good people. They really care about the kids. And they do. They do care about the kids. They care about making sure that those kids don't get filled with religious dogma and all sorts of bad things that are bad for what they believe society needs. The ends justify the means. These people are hardwired into doing whatever is necessary. Even though it may seem a little unethical, it is for the greater good. Even though it may seem like, well, I don't know, should we be doing this? It doesn't matter. This is what we need to do because this is for the good. And they're convinced that what they're doing is for the better good. They don't even have to be hardwired to say we will kill anything that gets in our way. They don't have to be that hardwired. They have to just truly believe that the ends justify the means. That's all they need, is to believe that the ends justify the means. And so a lot of your ideologues, a lot of these activist educators are on board and doing everything they can. And others, some of them don't even care. It's just, you know, hey, I'm just doing this. It's a part of my job. They don't see the bigger picture. They don't understand. And then when you start exposing that this possibly could be leading towards, you know, the beast and everything else, they just laugh at you and go, are you kidding? Come on. Isn't that a grand conspiracy theory? Because they're already hardwired on those types of things already. They already dismiss that type of thing. Hey, no, this is just something we're doing. This has nothing to do with some grand conspiracy. Come on. Are you crazy? And that's how we look at it. And that is why it is very important to understand what the framers did and what the framers gave us. I am here to tell you that the framers gave us a system that was perfect, but we did not follow the society of what it needed to be in operating that system. We're going to get into that tomorrow. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic. As we say, I am. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.